It's time now for our Tavern Tuesdays series. We're partnering with the Wisconsin Historical Society and Old World Wisconsin to bring you stories about beer and brewing in our state. Last week was the grand opening of the restored Witten Abels Tavern at Old World Wisconsin. Today, we'll hear from Rob Novak. He's the Brewing Experience Coordinator and Beer and Brewing Historian at Old World Wisconsin. Novak met with WUWM's Eddie Morales at Witten Abels to talk about how Old World Wisconsin recreated a post-Prohibition era tavern.
So this building was built sometime around 1906, and it was actually attached to a farmhouse, which would have been on the back side of the building. So it was really a secondary business for the farm for the Witten Abels family at the time. They were farming during the day, and then, or whoever was home during the day would be in the house, and there was actually a bell that could be rung when a guest came in, and they'd come out and serve them a beer. So this originally was kind of meant to serve the community of Old Ashapan, which back then was just Ashapan, and the family and extended family and friends of the Witten Abels and other people in town would have been the customers, so they knew each other. I think it would have been very rare. Pre-Prohibition especially, very rare to have a stranger walk through the doors. We don't have a ton of information from pre-Prohibition Witten Abels, but looking at other histories of taverns, rural taverns, it's not hard to imagine what the space would have been like. And pre-Prohibition, you still had a very male-dominated drinking clientele. It wasn't until after Prohibition that you started to see a little bit more opening up for women and families. Although Witten Abels was run by a husband and wife team, so it's quite possible that there were more women drinking in here than your average establishment.
And what are some of the things on the walls, and what's the thought process behind trying to recreate this environment?
When you walk in, we want you to feel like you're walking into the 1930s, but also in a very immersive way that almost makes you feel like you're on a movie set. You know, like, oh wow, this space is, everywhere you look, there's something that gives you a hint as to what year you're in. We chose 1934 as our entry point because that was the repeal of Prohibition, the reopening of drinking establishments. What this era represents is a chance for our guests. They come out of the farms on site, which go as late as 1910, and then they jump into the 1930s, which gives them a sense of, oh, maybe my grandparents came to a place like this, or my great-grandparents, whereas the rest of the site, that's like three or four generations past, so it's a little harder to connect to now. But we can show them things that we take for granted, like the phone on the wall, the historic phone. I think like my generation knows what that is because we used phones growing up, but my son might not know what that is. And we can make that phone ring. Call out, have a guest answer for us, and listen to whatever's happening in town. So there's three different calls right now dealing with different topics. And so that's a neat thing for people to deal with. We had a fun time getting the actors to record those with proper Wisconsin accents.
With all these different elements, you have educational, entertainment, immersive. What's the hope for guests when they leave? What's the takeaway for them?
First and foremost, we want to teach them what these rural taverns were like and what these communities were like. The cool thing about being a bartender in here is a lot of the bartenders from historic taverns from the 1870s to the 1930s became like local politicians because they would hear everything from everybody and they would kind of be like the center of information. And that goes for rural, but also in the cities. Those bartenders became, some of them became very powerful politicians, bartenders, and brewery owners. And as you know, you have a few drinks and people start talking. If they feel comfortable in your tavern, you become friends with them, essentially. And that has already started to happen in here, even without alcohol. This has become kind of an informal meeting spot for the staff. And it's just the space. There's something about the space that invites comfort. And Germans have this word Gemütlichkeit, that's hard to translate. But essentially, that's what it means, is a place of comfort and a feeling of sort of warmth and ease.